Coast 103.5. His brand new CD is out today. Josh Groban, It's Awake. Yeah. He's our on-air guest.
You know, Josh, it really shows a lot of maturity, this CD.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to, you know, there are a number of things I wanted to do in making it. I just kind of felt like there had been a lot of ground covered in my last two CDs, and I kind of felt like, you know, where is there left to go? I didn't want to start making music that I felt was a formula, because when I started making this kind of music, it hadn't really become much of a genre yet. It just, you know, they were.
Well, it certainly wasn't being played on pop stations.
That's the truth, you know. And then it's, you know, with the success of the second album and everything, I just wanted to make sure that I showed growth, and that, you know, I just kept surprising myself.
You know, it's interesting you bring it up, because you really have introduced a new genre that people are trying to copy again, and it is a fantastic sound. I don't know if you had to peg it as a genre, what would you call it? What's the title of it? I don't even know. You know,
I don't know. I mean, you know, you hear a number of different things. I think the one that's most thrown around is classical crossover, but I don't particularly put myself in that category.
Well, you don't want to be in any category, do you?
I really hear some great pop hooks,
yeah,
with incredibly wonderful, lush arrangements.
Right. That's how I always describe it.
Yeah.
I'd rather widen what people think of as pop music and say that this is pop music that has a number of different influences, classical being one of them, you know, world music.
Right.
Now, I was thinking world music, because of your use of foreign languages. And...
Yeah, I think that the people that get it and the fans that get it, you know that it doesn't need to be classified.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be put into a
well,
genre.
Let's review Get It, okay? So, two CDs have sold 13 million copies. I think that gets it, right?
I think those people get it.
You know what I mean? And I guarantee you this one's going to sell 7, 8 million copies worldwide minimum. I think we get it, Josh, obviously.
Okay, well, good.
You know what? I consider it intellectual music. That's why it has that air, that flair about it. Now, you know, so we know you study music. We know that you have to study foreign languages. What else are you into these days, Josh? Josh, how are you expanding yourself?
I've been building some model log cabins, and
I think Kim was wondering more about the girls.
No, I wasn't. I wondered what else you were into.
Well,
here,
you've
become
girls. I gotta build them a home.
You've become this young sort of Renaissance man, you know.
Well, you know, I'm dating, and I'm you know, it's hard though to meet somebody and be like, you're great. You know, I'll be back from Europe in 3 months.
Yeah.
You don't have room on the bus for.
Well, when you're here in this country now, how are you splitting your time up traveling? Because it can be crazy where you do 3 weeks in Europe and all of a sudden you find yourself back here. Are you concentrating on continents?
Am I concentrating on what? Sorry?
Continents.
Oh, on, yeah.
Specific areas.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I wanted to promise myself and my fans on this album was that I was going to go out and really try and break through to the international audience a little bit more. It's you know, the music business has changed so much that you have to be there so much in every country, and it's one of those things where it's very hard to be everywhere at once, but we've come up with a great, great plan and a great tour schedule, and I really think I'm going to be able to get over there a lot.
All right, Josh Groban is on the phone with us. His new CD, Awake, is out today. And again, you know, we described Josh's music. I think the other thing we need to mention is so unique to Josh is the age group of your fan base, which are very young to, you know, people.
Our
you know,
age.
Even older than us. And, you know, Josh, we always are keeping up with the Grobanites on joshgroban.com and friends of Josh Groban. And a lot of people on the bulletin board let them know that we were going to have you on, and we asked them to submit questions, and so we have a couple from them that you can answer here.
Oh, great.
On the Mark and Kim Show. Janice writes, Josh, at one point in time, you seemed a little bit embarrassed by and or ashamed of the Grobies. How did you learn to embrace us? What changed? I would think that you became very popular very fast, you know, once you had the recording out there. Was that a little overwhelming for you?
I think that's all that it was. I was just completely overwhelmed. I had, you know, the quickness in which everything happened. I started really singing seriously at 14, 15. I was discovered at 17. My CD was made at 18. It was released when I was 19, 20. So it just kind of happened very, very quickly. And being just like a completely you know, private kid from L.A. and just having my family and a few friends, and then all of a sudden seeing all these people that were you know, so energetic about your music, and you'd run into people and they had pins with your faces on it and with your face on it, and just, you know, T-shirts and all sorts of stuff. It was a little. I was like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Well, thank you guys.
And so, it's kind of overwhelming for you.
What has
you
changed know? That you now are comfortable with that?
Well, I think that as I've kind of taken ownership more of the success and
right.
And see, you know, been able to kind of get to know the fans a little bit, just on a grand level, just having been on tour and having really been able to share that with them.
How many restraining orders have you?
Oh,
only a couple.
All right, let's get to another one. This comes from Alicia, who is online listening in San Diego this morning. She wants to know what you listen to on the tour bus that you really get to mosh out in.
Oh, man. Well, the tour bus is music I like to chillax to.
Okay.
Oh, chillax. Yeah. Oh, I like that, chillax.
Thanks. Let's see. What do I listen to on the tour bus? I listen to, I was listening to a lot of Imogen Heap on the tour bus, actually. That's yeah.
Well, Josh, I got. What I like about you is you've got a real wide variety of music that you like. I mean, from rap to, you know, all of it. I mean, you're right there.
I like stuff that's a little bit more eclectic and I do like a bit of everything in every genre.
All right, we're getting another question here from one of the Grobenites online, and she wants to know what your favorite video game is.
My favorite video game, it's probably Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah!
Oh, no, come on!
Brand new one out today. Brand new one out today, you get to kill Phil Collins.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, you got to be careful about that, Josh.
That's funny. You know what? There was another one that I actually mentioned, this game called Streets of L.A.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you get to play like kind of a New York thug police officer, and you can decide whether you want to be a good cop or a bad cop, and, you know, it's this really funny game. An L.A. police officer, and they actually called me, and they said, look, we just read that you like our game, and we're making a new one for New York. We wanted to know if we could have Josh Groban singing in the Opera House during one of the gunfights.
And what did you say?
And I said, you know, oh, man, first of all, how cool is this? Secondly, you know, I said, you know, I've got a lot of fans that are younger. I don't want to, you know, promote gun violence.
Yeah,
you know, I thought
to
myself, you know, this is a game I'm sure I'll enjoy playing. Yeah. Not sure one I want to promote.
Well, that's thinking.
Now, Josh, I had read that with the new CD Awake, which is in stores today, that you did do some collaboration with David Foster on the CD, but mostly David is off, and that there was some kind of scheduling problem with the two of you, nothing personal. What was the story on that?
Well, it wasn't so much of a scheduling conflict as it was we met and we were working on some things, and, you know, it's funny, we really did really 95% of both last two albums together, and we started working together, and we just said to ourselves, you know, I think it's time to branch out a little bit. I think it's time to try some new things, because I think the last thing he and I wanted too, it's like any relationship, was for anything to start feeling stale or start feeling like it was time to try some fresh things.
And you ended up working with a lot of people on this new album: Dave Matthews, Glenn Ballard, Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, it was to me the greatest learning experience of any of the three albums, and you know, I have so much thanks to those incredible musicians that lended their talents and lended their time. And took a chance, you know, more than anything. I mean, I think that could I have dreamed of working with people like, you know, Glenn and Imogen, Herbie, on the last couple albums? I'm not sure. You know, it's kind of been the evolution of the last few years, and being able to meet them at different places and saying, you know, how about we try something? How about we take a risk and work on something?
And you did do a lot of different things on Awake, and I know that some of the influence had to do with a trip to South Africa where you had a chance to meet Nelson Mandela. I can't imagine that wouldn't be a life-changing experience.
That was completely life-altering for so many reasons, and not the least of which was meeting Mr. Mandela. And I'd always planned on going to South Africa at one point in my life. I just didn't know it happened so quickly.
That's very exciting. And
the fans there were incredible, and we were so excited that the music was becoming big there. But when we found out that we had the day off to meet Nelson Mandela, I became an ambassador for his AIDS Foundation, and since then the fans, you want to talk about how great the fans have been? They've raised so much money for his foundation,
oh, that's
my foundation,
great.
And And the musical tapestry that they have there is just is so extraordinary, and I'd always loved the music there.
Well, make sure you pick up Josh Groban's CD Awake and check out Cut 12, which is Weeping, which is a South African, very well-known melody there, and you do a fantastic job with
that. Oh, thanks.
The new CD is in stores today. It's called Awake, and don't forget you can meet Josh Groban a week from today at Borders in Westwood at between 7 and 9 o'clock. But you want to get there right when the store opens at 10 a.m. to get your wristband.
And it'll take some negotiations, but we're going to actually try to get Josh to get up before 10 o'clock on another morning. And I know it's a difficult one. I'm telling you, this guy's cranky before 10 o'clock. That's why we had to get him on That's why we had to get him on the East Coast to call California time. But Josh, listen, congratulations again on the brand new CD. Make sure you pick it up. To all the Grobanites participating this morning, thank you for emailing us.
Yeah, thanks for the great question.
And we'll look for you tomorrow on Good Morning America.
Yeah, cool. I'll be on I'll be cranky, but I'll be up tomorrow.
he will be. He's cranky
for them, but not for us.
And of course, it's always worth to get up at the crack of dawn to come see you guys.
Thank you. We love you.
Anytime you guys want me to come in.
Hey, Josh, our best to your family. Josh Groban, 7:45 is the time. Let's get a traffic update, and we'll tell you more about where you can hear.